Good day on this Saturday, the 15th of November, 2025. I am your host, Paige Estrotori, bringing you the freshest industry scoop on behalf of Financial Services Online. To start, let's cast our spotlight on a remarkable milestone made by Loan Market Group's Asset Finance Exchange, better known as AFX. As of last year, AFX marked an impressive $80 million in settlements and successfully processed over 1,800 deals. This breakthrough has positioned AFX as a fundamental orchestrator, connecting mortgage brokers with asset finance experts since its inception in October 2024. Notably, half the brokers are confidently referring to AFX, with 75% making multiple referrals, signaling an encouraging trend in Australia's asset finance market. The platform's performance is a testimonial to the globally recognized value of asset financing. It fuels the growth of small-medium enterprises and facilitates individuals striving to manage their debts without disrupting cash flows. As per industry reports, a shift towards financing sustainable assets is evident, painting a buoyant picture for the future of the asset finance market. On a parallel tangent, the private lending sector is also stretching its wings, creating new prospects for brokers with SMEs exploring beyond traditional banking finance. Economic analysts reveal private credit constitutes approximately $40 billion, equivalent to nearly 2.5% of the entire business debt. Brokers are now catering to an increasing demand for alternative funding solutions. Whilst dynamic growth brings opportunities, it also unpacks complexity and risks. This has caught the attention of ASIC, which has intensified oversight to ensure credit laws are abided by. The Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia has recorded a rise in brokers engaging in commercial loans, leading towards a diversified financial services landscape. It is advisable for brokers to conduct rigorous due diligence and remain well-informed to serve their clients in a responsible manner. Meanwhile, brokers and clients are readjusting their strategies in response to Macquarie Bank's policy shift. Starting from October 30, 2025, the bank has ceased accepting new home loan applications from trusts and companies. This strategic move is perceived to be in line with the broader industry pattern of constricting lending criteria to mitigate risks. It serves as an emergency bell for brokers to diversify their lending options and maintain transparency with clients to adapt effectively to these landscape changes. As we keep tabs on the business world, we'll continue to bring you the latest, up-to-the-minute news updates from the rapidly evolving financial sector. Until our next recap here on Financial Services Online, stay informed, stay finance savvy. For more details on personal and business loan finance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.